From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our message this morning is the lesson read from 2 Kings a moment ago. It's all up to God. King Hezekiah is sick, very sick. We don't know how many doctors were consulted. We don't know how many treatments were tried. But it's beginning to look like Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't make Hezekiah better again. The king is sick, very sick. And who should come but the prophet of the Lord? Isaiah comes to the king with the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord is short. Get your house in order. You're going to die. Get your house in order. Make sure your successor is secured. Make sure that the court knows what's going to happen. Make sure that the people can survive this transfer of power, because you, O king, are not long for this life. The Lord has spoken, and that settles it, because it's all up to God. When Hezekiah hears this, he rolls over in his bed, turns to the wall, and starts to pray. He doesn't look for a second opinion. He doesn't adopt a wait-and-see attitude. The word of the Lord has spoken, and the word is death. No, he turns over in his bed to the wall and begins to pray, because he knows that though God has spoken of death, if God should speak of life, then he will live, because Hezekiah knows it's all up to God. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked in faithfulness before you, Hezekiah prays. How I have done what is good in your sight. 2 Kings tells us that among all the kings of Judah, there was no one before him or after him who was like him. Faithful and upright. And that's because at the height of his reign, and even now as the hour of death approaches, Hezekiah knew and trusted that it's all up to God. The Lord hears Hezekiah, and he speaks to Isaiah. Don't go home. Turn around. Go back to Hezekiah. Tell him that I've heard his prayer. Tell him that he will live. And don't just speak about Hezekiah. Speak about my people. Speak about Jerusalem as well. Tell them that they will be delivered from the Assyrians. And so Isaiah turns around and goes back with the message. And it happens just as the Lord has promised, because in this, as in all things, it's all up to God. It's life, not death. Hezekiah can hardly believe his ears. In fact, it seems that he really can't believe his ears, so he asks for a sign. Show me a sign. Show me some indication that this is how things are going to be. You have your choice, king. The shadow can go forward 10 steps or back 10 steps. What will it be? Well, the shadow's going to go forward 10 steps anyway, so make it go back. And Isaiah cries to the Lord, and the shadow goes back the 10 steps. And thus they all see that even the motion of the heavenly bodies is determined by God. They all know and see that it's all up to God. Of course, this episode is only an illustration from a whole history of the people of God, from the whole history of Israel, which shows that in any and everything, it's all up to God. God called Abraham, and God gave him a son in his old age. God made good come out of the selling of Joseph into slavery. God brought his people out of Egypt, across dry land in the Red Sea, through the desert of Sinai. It was God who led his people over the Canaanites. It was God who defended them from the Assyrians. It was God who would deliver Jerusalem over to the Babylonians. It was God who would return a remnant to the Promised Land. In the whole history of Israel, we learn that it's all up to God. Now, the truth that all things are directed and determined by God is not necessarily good news. Hezekiah learned that firsthand. This is the word of the Lord. You're going to die. It's not necessarily good news that God has all things in his hands. No, but from the history of Israel, and from the dealings of God with Hezekiah and with Jerusalem here in this text, we learn also that God arranges all things for the good of his people. God is on the side of his people. God is on the side of those he has chosen, those he has redeemed, those he is sanctifying, those he calls his own. It's not necessarily a good thing that it's all up to God. But for you, like for Israel, it is, because you too are God's people. Like Hezekiah, you have his word on it. And like Hezekiah, you have a sign from God on it that you indeed are his people, that he loves you, that he has you in mind, that all things are being arranged for you. You passed a reminder of that on your way into this place, the font in the back. Baptism is more than a sign, but it surely is a sign to you of God's favor, of God's love for you, that all things are settled, that all things are being taken care of for you and your salvation. So then, with Hezekiah, with Israel, with all God's people everywhere, let us put aside doubt and fear. Let us put aside wondering and confusion. Let us not let our enemies or sickness or confusion or death cloud the truth that God is your God. The God who settles and determines all things is your God, and all things are being worked out for you. Know. Know that God is your Father and that you are his children. Approach him like dear children do their dear father, with boldness and confidence. Depend on his word. Trust in his promises. Because it's all up to God, and God is on your side. Because it's all up to God, and God is for you. Because it's all up to God, and the promises of life and salvation, they are yours. And if God has said, that settles it, because it's all up to God.